Twisters on the rails, and His Majesty's being ridden for luck with Unequivocal Supreme Effort trying to get out. Powerline came to the 200 metres in front of Zestful, the Chris Lees pair, 1-2 at the moment. Then Dream Lane, Danish Twisters got out from His Majesty, Better Not Blue, but still Powerline. He's clear coming to the 100. His Majesty's launching late with Danish Twist. Powerline in front. Danish Twisters flying on the outside, and she got him. Danish Twist.
Oh, and that was the Quinella for the Chris Lees stable, with Danish Twist just getting there on the outside. And again, going to have a very, very strong hand. The Provincial Championship qualifier. It's the final one that's on today at 5:05 here in Newcastle. Glad to say that Newcastle's leading trainer joins us in our outside broadcast unit. Chris Lees, good morning, mate.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you, mate.
Thanks, lads.
It's exciting times, isn't it?
It is. It's been very well received by all. I suppose the country runs captured the attention a little more. It's certainly something for all provincial trainers to strive to have runners in the heats and hopefully make the final.
I've got to say, there's a bit more romance in the country championship. It's good to see so many of those country trainers getting the chance to come to the big smoke, so to speak, and there's been some really good stories. But for you, $400,000 race, and last year you had 8 in that final. And you got the quinny.
It won't be happening this year.
No. Well, you'll get Beretta through today.
You've been greedy, mate, having so many.
You've got two already and two emergencies this afternoon.
Yeah, one emergency's already going to run, Lamazzo, the first emergency. We've got one qualified so far from the Wyong heat. So a bit light on, but you only need one.
Yeah. The owners get excited about it.
Yeah, they certainly do. It's a great incentive. These horses, some of them rarely would get an opportunity to race for this type of prize money. So it's giving all owners a chance of getting a fingers in the pie.
Beretta, your number one pick for the...
Yeah, I think so. Clevedon Bay's a nice mare, but Beretta's probably the one who's better placed at this stage. You know, he ran really well at Wyong, gap between run suits, and you'll get a soft run from his good draw.
And Chris, the track out here obviously has changed a lot. They've pumped a lot of money into it. Everyone happy with it?
Yeah, it's been terrific so far. Of course, you want to see it for 12 months. We've been down this road before with other tracks, but I think they've learnt a lot. Peter's doing a great job. His staff, they're right on top of things, and it's been really well received.
Yeah, I think we've got to be patient, but the initial reports are really good. You've only had the two meetings on it, but our mind does go back to the Kensington track when that opening day and the jocks all came back and said, this is the best track ever, and currently it's a construction site.
That's right, but we've been working on it, you know, for a couple of months now, and during this really heavy rain, the inside Beaumont track's probably been unraceable. We've been having track work out there on that track, and it's been outstanding.
Yeah, that's great news.
And the shift, mate, obviously we don't have to wait any longer down there in Sydney on the weekend. We're looking forward to that, so everything sort of moves that way. And it's been fantastic, hasn't it, the championship?
Oh, the championships has been so well received, hasn't it? You know, it's really captured everyone's attention, and they've done an outstanding job racing New South Wales.
Leramane, with all the wet weather around, you missed any work or you're spot on target?
No, he's spot on. He's had the preparation that we'd planned all along, so he won't have too many excuses. He's adept on all conditions, so very happy with how he's going.
And I know barrier draws are absolutely vital for that mile, which is a great mile, isn't it, at Randwick, but barrier 8, Hugh Bowman on board.
Yeah, he's a well-worn cliche, ticks a lot of boxes, doesn't he?
He does, which is good, and he's spot on.
He is.
Which is good news. Mate, Huey got the ride. Because Glenn Schofield was on it, and then Huey got the ride?
No. Huey always had the ride. He won the Cantala Stakes in Melbourne. He won first up on him. He got suspended and was always going to miss the George Ryder ride, obviously, riding Winx, but he was always riding the horse in the Doncaster.
And I think it's Slats's favourite piece of vision, where we saw that clash between Leramane and Winx last start.
It was phenomenal.
Huey leant over to Glenn on Leramane and said, well, cheerio, boys.
Well, she went past my horse that quick. I thought there was something wrong with him. But then I looked, he was getting away from the rest of the field. So that was just amazing.
It was incredible footage.
There was a gap between Winx, your horse, but there was a gap between your horse and the third horse. So that's a really good sign.
Yeah, it is. My word.
Which is fantastic. Now, what else on today can we concentrate on apart from Beretta?
I'm pretty light on. I've got one other horse outside of that race called Bastia in the three-year-old race, about race five. Nice horse, won well first up, but a really strong race, so a good guide to where he's at.
And okay, apart from Le Romain on Saturday, who do you bring down?
Yeah, I've got Sense of Occasion in the race as well. He hasn't raced since winning the Villiers, but obviously it's a different grade, a Doncaster to a Villiers, but he can handle wet ground. He'll be out the back and running home well. And I've got a couple of others in a couple of minor races.
And with the Doncaster, mate, it's such... I mean, the market tells you how hard a race it is to win, with your horse being the $6 favourite at tab.com.au. Have you had a real good look at it yet? How do you see the race unfolding, and who do you see major dangers?
Oh, I think it's a really competitive race, yeah. As you just said, the market indicates that. I think all them horses up the top four or five have got great chances, and there's a few lightweights that I think will be most competitive. I thought that I'm a Star was really impressive
star,
the other night. I suppose she doesn't want too much rain around,
no,
but I thought it was quite impressive.
Mate,
very
people,
good, mate.
Novocastrians love their sport. The Newcastle Knights, they're going through this...
Yeah, but they're not loving that too much.
They're going through this rebuilding phase. Big fan. You've got to be patient.
I suppose with them young side like they've got, you're going to have weeks like last week.
Yeah.
I thought the first 3 weeks are very competitive, you want to see.
Yeah, they were.
So we've got to be a little forgiving, but things will turn.
Fingers crossed, mate. Fingers crossed.
We might swap over to the Jets, so it's not much better there.
No. Caelan Ponga's a good player.
Yeah, we're looking forward to next year.
Yeah, I don't mind the policy, the way Nathan Brown's going about things, trying to build from the bottom up.
Yeah,
so we wish him all the best. Good on you, mate.
My pleasure, boys.
Good luck with Peretta later on.
Good
luck with the Provincial Championship on... It's going to be day two, which is going to be Winx's day as well, of the championships. We look forward to that. And also good luck with Le Romain on Saturday in the Doncaster.
Thanks very much.